In the hills of Santa Barbara County, firefighters making a stand.
It could literally feel like you're trying to put out a blowtorch with a squirt gun.
Many entering their eighth day.
For nearly 6 weeks, people around the world saw and heard reports like this one on an NBC network newscast. There was international coverage of the Thomas Fire and then of the second related disaster, the flooding in southern Santa Barbara County. While cleanup and recovery efforts continue, those images have stuck in many people's minds. Not a good thing for a region which relies on tourism. Tom Patton is general manager and partner at Ramada Santa Barbara.
The media did an amazing job of broadcasting those images between the mudslides and the fire. And when anything comes up in the news now, they show the mudslides and the fires in the background. So there's that impression, whether it's domestic or internationally, that that's all of Santa Barbara. Yes, there's devastation in a small portion of Montecito, and we are working very hard with that community to rebuild. But the rest of Santa Barbara is open for business.
Patton says his hotel gets calls from tourists wanting to know if Santa Barbara is okay to visit.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, we think we're past that, but then we get a call and they're going, you know, can we get to Santa Barbara? Is it open? Is it devastated? Are the pictures that we're seeing on TV true? And we have to say, again, that is a very small portion of Montecito, but the rest of Santa Barbara is beautiful.
Tourism officials are working hard to change that lingering perception that people might not want to visit because of the twin disasters. Here's a video spot running on the internet.
This is California Dream Eater reporting for Dream Eating Duty in Santa Barbara and Ventura, California. This region was hit hard by historic wildfires and mudslides, but I'm here to report that both beach towns are open for business. Speaking of, I've got a breakfast sighting at 10 o'clock.
Tourism officials say they had a marketing campaign in the works before the disasters hit. They ended up changing it to better address the concerns among potential visitors.
The first phase was about just providing people with the facts. And the second was welcoming visitors back. And then the third is rebuilding our long-haul business and our brand. We are still in phase two because it is taking a little bit longer than we thought for tourism recovery, but we feel optimistic that it will return soon.
Kathy Janega Dykes is president and CEO of Visit Santa Barbara, the nonprofit organization which markets the region to tourists.
We have billboards right now in Los Angeles and in San Francisco. It's the first time that we've done something like this, but we need our customers to see the bright, shiny photos of Santa Barbara and to demonstrate that Santa Barbara has been unaffected and is open for business. We're meeting with media outlets throughout the world. We are meeting with all of our meeting planners, trying to bring back group business and also inviting influencers to come and see Santa Barbara firsthand. It's so important for our customers to see Santa Barbara personally, and then they can go out and spread the word that Santa Barbara is indeed open for business.
And like Las Vegas, another prime tourism destination which had to deal with image issues after its country music festival shootings, Visit Santa Barbara came up with the marketing tagline.
We created the tagline Santa Barbara Shines because we really feel that it reflects our resilience and it sends a very positive note about our community. And Santa Barbara Shines has been used in all of our messaging during the recovery process.
But the true test of the South Coast's ability to overcome the images of fire and flood is about to come. We're just weeks away from high tourism season when motels and hotels are often booked solid. Gwen Stauffer with Lotus Land, the iconic Montecito Gardens, which are a popular tourist destination, is optimistic.
I think our first quarter was tough, but I think coming around, we're cautiously optimistic about the summer. We need people to look at this amazing weather that we have and the beautiful scenery. We're here, we're open for business, and we're ready for everybody to come back and enjoy us the way that they always have.
Kathy Janega Dykes with Visit Santa Barbara.
We're fortunate that a lot of our visitors come from the Southern California area, so it's easy for them to book at the very last minute. Once they see that we have blue skies and warm temperatures, I'm very optimistic that they'll be returning here.
Visit Santa Barbara officials say since they launched the Santa Barbara Shines campaign, it's generated more than 32 million impressions with people through everything ranging from digital billboards to radio ads. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.